everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. What comes to your mind when you think of the ocean? Something big, something that goes on forever and ever, never ending, maybe even dangerous? Well, the ocean is something more than just that. It is, in my opinion, one of the most amazing and beautiful creation that points to Jesus. Well, today our lesson is called World Oceans Day. What better way to celebrate the amazing ocean than to have World Oceans Day? We're going to talk about the importance of the ocean and what the ocean means to you. Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin celebrating World Oceans Day. Follow me.
World Oceans Day. Celebrate the wonders of the open ocean. Most people rarely think about oceans during daily life. But today is World Oceans Day, which makes it the perfect time to think about how amazing and important oceans are. Many people get their livelihoods from the ocean in various ways. One of the most obvious sources of income from the ocean is fishing. According to the United Nations, fisheries in the world's oceans employ over 200 million people. Other people make a living cooking or selling seafood, and seafood is an important source of protein for many people.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 fishery 这个名词。Fishery 是指渔业、水产业或者是渔场。例如 ,many young people have moved away due to the decline in fisheries. 由于渔产公司的凋零，许多年轻人都搬离了这里。或者是 ,by adapting modern technology, the fishermen have increased the fishery production in the region. 借由现代科技的运用，渔民已经成功地增加了这个区域的渔产。Fishery 也指渔场或养殖场。例如 ,the oyster fisheries along the coastline were destroyed by the typhoon. 沿海的这些牡蛎养殖场被这场台风给摧毁了。继续我们看的是 protein, 这个不可数名词。protein 是指蛋白质。例如 ,eating food high in protein can help build muscles. 吃含高蛋白质的食物可以帮助增加肌肉。或者是 ,beans are a good source of protein for vegetarians.对于素食者而言，豆类是很好的蛋白质来源。或者是 ,a lack of protein in one's diet can cause malnutrition. 饮食中缺乏蛋白质可能会导致营养不良。或者是 ,this protein shake claims to be able to boost your energy in a matter of minutes. 这个蛋白奶昔宣称几分钟内就可以提升你的精力。
So Gabe!Happy World Oceans Day.
Oh, Rebecca, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
For wishing me a happy World Oceans Day.
Yes. Speaking of oceans, how often do you find yourself at the beach, at the ocean?
How often? Not very often.
Because, you know, we live on an island.
So it's kind of ironic that I don't go to the ocean very often. I actually think it's a little bit ironic.That a lot of people that live on this island don't like swimming and don't like going to the beach.
But
maybe that's because there are not a lot of really famous beaches on this island.
That could be. Well, maybe after today's lesson, you might want to take a trip to the ocean.
Yeah.
Or to the beach, right? Celebrate the wonders of the open ocean.Most people rarely think about oceans during daily life. But today is World Ocean Day, Oceans Day, which makes it the perfect time to think about how amazing and important oceans are. Wow, I just keep thinking about the ocean as I'm reading this lesson.
Really? Does it make you want to go to the ocean, Rebecca?
It really does. I can see the deep blue sea, the waves.
I imagine turtles, little baby turtles, finding their way from the sand back into the water. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Oh, well, that's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I do like turtles, too, especially the big, big sea turtles.
Yeah.
Well, our lesson says many people get their livelihoods from the ocean in various ways. And we want to talk about this word livelihood. This just means, or refers to the way that someone earns money. And it's the money needed to pay for stuff like food, housing, and clothing.
That's right. So how do you earn money? What is your livelihood? For example, we could say the famine, that is, ji huang, the famine affected the livelihood of many farmers in the area. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, that is pretty sad. Well, fortunately, we're talking about the ocean today and not a famine, right?
Right.
And one of the most obvious sources of income from the ocean is fishing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I like fishing.
And I love seafood restaurants, Rebecca. I really want to go to a seafood restaurant right now.
Oh, well,
can we go?
No, you can't go right now. We can finish talking about sources of income in fishing, and then you can go later. Well, speaking of sources of income, we want to talk about that phrase. And this is just referring to your job or how you bring in money, how you make money.
That's right. So for another example of how to use this phrase, because Steve's full-time job didn't give him enough money, he needed to find an extra source of income. So maybe he did something during the day, but he needs a little more money, so he found another job in the evenings for an extra source of income.
Exactly. So our lesson says, according to the United Nations, fisheries in the world's oceans employ over 200 million people. I had no idea. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people whose livelihoods depend on good creatures in the oceans.
Right. Other people make a living cooking or selling seafood. And seafood is an important source of protein for many people. So let's talk about this phrase, to make a living. Well, this is just a job that gives you the money that you need to live.
That's right. So if you noticed, Rebecca and I have been talking about different phrases or words that have to do with how you make or how you earn money, okay? So a livelihood, if you have a livelihood, that means you have a way of making a living. So maybe someone might ask you, how do you make a living? That's another way of saying, what's your job? What do you do for work?
And you may have more than one source of income. Mm-hmm. If you're not able to make a living with one job, some people actually have two different jobs, so they have two different sources of income.
You know, the teppanyaki, the tiebansao here in Dazhi, a few years ago, the guy who owned that teppanyaki, he was making a living working there during noon and evening, but then he would help his wife out at a breakfast shop in the morning. So they had a couple of sources of income.
And some people need to do that in order to make a living, right? Have different jobs or different sources of income. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new in our famous
InfoCloud.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to InfoCloud. Have you ever known someone who seems overqualified for the position they are in?
For example, someone who works for a big research and development firm, but then decides to leave their job to teach high school.
Now, you might say that someone like that decided that teaching the next generation is more socially important. But you also might suspect that they are more comfortable as a big fish in a small pond.
Now, this is a way to describe someone who is important or a big deal, but only in a small or local area. If someone is powerful or has a lot of influence, they can be described as a big fish.
But the implied meaning for this saying is that if they were to leave their area of influence, they wouldn't be a big fish any longer.
A typical example is in high school. Say, someone is really popular in their school, but they are actually just a big fish in a small pond.
And when they go to university, they are just another student, not really popular or important, because the social system is very different.
这是一句非常有意思的流行语 A big fish in a small pond. 一条大鱼在小池塘里。譬如一位大企业的总裁辞职到一个小公司任职，你就可以用这句话来形容他。He's a big fish in a small pond. 他是小池塘中的一条大鱼。但是要注意，这句话其实是在比喻仅在有限范围内才有影响力的人物。这条大鱼之所以很大，是因为池塘很小，并不是因为他真的很大，或是这个人真的很厉害。他到了其他的环境，就不一定有相同的影响力了。一个典型的例子，你可能在自己的中学是风云人物，但到了大学就没有名气了，因为整个环境都不一样了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次语音关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're talking about the ocean. Now, what is one of the things that you might find in the ocean? Of course, a fish. And going fishing is an obvious reason that we should take care of the ocean, right? Because we want to have fresh fish that's good for us. Well, friends, let's continue learning about the ocean now.
World Oceans Day. The ocean is necessary for the health of our planet overall. The oceans absorb much of the heat that reaches Earth from the sun. This keeps temperatures in a range where people and animals can survive. Over half the oxygen that animals breathe comes from tiny ocean plants called phytoplankton.These plants also absorb large amounts of carbon dioxide. These plants are also a key source of food for a variety of ocean creatures. Humans have identified almost 200,000 species of ocean animals, but there are probably many more.
OK, 接下来我们看 oxygen 这个不可数名词。Oxygen 是指氧或氧气。例如 ,the patient was put on oxygen after surgery. 这个病人手术后需要使用氧气罩。或者是 ,many mountaineers use oxygen to make themselves more comfortable when they reach high altitudes. 许多登山客到达比较高的海拔时会使用到氧气让自己好受些。或者是 arteries carry oxygen to every part of our bodies. 血管输送氧气到我们身体的每一个部位。最后我们看的是 species 这个名词。Species 是指动植物的物种，所以它的 C 是发音念成 species。例如 ,green turtles are an endangered species. 绿蜥龟是一种濒临绝种的物种。注意 ,species 的单数型和复数型的拼法都是一样的，字尾都有 S。例如 ,there are at least 350 butterfly species in Taiwan. 在台湾可以找到至少350种的蝴蝶。Species 也可以指某一种人。例如 ,female chefs are a rare species in Asian countries. 女性主厨在亚洲国家是稀有品种。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's get right into our lesson. The ocean is necessary for the health of our planet overall. You know, Gabe, I actually really do enjoy going to the ocean. I don't know why I don't spend more time at the ocean, because I think it is beautiful.
I know why, because you don't have a car.
Right.
And the ocean's kind of far.
Right.
And what else rhymes with car and far?
That's a good point. I don't have a car, and it's pretty far.
And so you need to count on your friends.
Right. Or the train.
Or the train.
And if you don't have a lot of time, it could seem like it's really, really far.
But Rebecca, back to our lesson, though. I mean, oceans are really important for the planet's health. And this is something that I did not know. I did not realize that how important it was. And it's really interesting what we learned here. It makes me really want to protect the oceans even more now.
Oh, you mean this part? The oceans absorb much of the heat that reaches Earth from the sun. Before we continue with this thought, let's take a look at the word absorb, to absorb something. This just means that you take something in.
There you go.
Well,
You're taking that sponge in.
That's not exactly what I meant.
No, but you know where I'm going with that, right?
Oh, you bet I do. When you take this sponge and you put it in water, it takes in all the water, and then it gets really heavy.
That's right. And it makes that noise, too.
Yes, because it's absorbing the water.
That's right. So can I have my sponge back?
Oh, sure.
It's actually a very expensive sponge. So, yes, a sponge can absorb water, right? Our lesson says oceans absorb the heat from the sun. But we can use this word in, I think, a kind of interesting way. Students absorb information at school, or at least that's the idea. They should. For me, I think it's helpful when I have a Chinese class in the morning, because I find that I absorb more in the morning and I can remember more.
Right. I can understand that, Gabe. Or, you know, you've also heard, we've also heard that children are like sponges. Because as kids, they tend to absorb a lot of material. So I think it's really good when children start learning a language when they're young.
Yes.
Because it's much easier for them to absorb the information at that age.
That's right. So, okay, so our lesson says, uses the word absorb in the more physical way, right? The oceans absorb much of the heat that reaches Earth from the sun. This keeps temperatures in a range where people and animals can survive. Wow. They're really important.
Oh, they are, definitely. Well, let's talk about this word range, or in a range. Now, in our lesson, this is just referring to a temperature that isn't too hot or isn't too cold. It's in that perfect spot where it's just right.
That's right. So in Chinese, you might say fan wei, right? Okay, the range of something. This makes me think of another physical example that has to do with our universe, right? The Earth is in a range from the sun that is just perfect for life. It's not too close. Actually, any closer and it would be too hot. Any further away and it would be too cold for life to exist as we know it. Actually, that a lot of people who do not believe in God, this is one thing they have a big problem with. They say, you know what? That I can explain other things by using just science, but this is a really hard thing to explain unless there really is a God.
Exactly. If you really think about it, it's amazing that our Earth is put in a place that's just perfect if it were any closer, like you were saying, or any further from the sun. How did that happen by accident?
Exactly.
Maybe it didn't happen on accident.
Right, that's the point. But Rebecca, so back to this idea here. I've known about that God had put the Earth in the perfect spot, but I didn't realize how important the oceans were in absorbing the heat from the sun.
I
thought about that.
I didn't realize that either until I read it in our lesson, but it makes perfect sense. I mean, our Earth, the world, does have a lot of ocean area.
That's right.
Right? And so it does absorb a lot of that heat. Well, our lesson says over half the oxygen that animals breathe comes from tiny ocean plants called phytoplankton. Phytoplankton. What does that look like? Now you know.
Yeah, well, it looks as weird as it sounds, right? Phytoplankton. This is a picture of phytoplankton under the microscope because usually it is very, very tiny.
Yes. Well, these plants also absorb large amounts of carbon dioxide. These plants are also a key source of food for a variety of ocean creatures. Wow. The more we read about the ocean, the more amazed I am.
Right, exactly. So they are really important for not only human life, but for life on the planet. We read humans have identified almost 200,000 species of ocean animals, but there are probably many more. I believe there are probably many more. Well, we see that word identify here in our lesson. It's kind of used in an unusual way.
Well, when you identify, or our lesson says humans have identified, basically what it's saying is that they are saying what something is. They're giving a name to something.
That's right. This makes me think of the elements of the periodic table that you learn about in chemistry class, right? Gold and oxygen and hydrogen, all those things are all elements. And I would say scientists have identified 118 elements that make up the Earth or the universe.
And that's incredible. I wonder what some of these species of ocean animals are, though, that our lesson talks about. This looks like one.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen a red-lipped batfish before?
Oh, no.
I know you've seen a sea cucumber before, but have you seen a sea cucumber that is this big?
Check this out. Ooh. You know, Gabe, I've seen a sea cucumber on a plate. Yeah. On my plate.
Right, at a wedding dinner, right?
Yeah, or a special dinner, yes. But that one's pretty big.
Yeah. Huge. Okay, well, friends, we do have more to learn about World Oceans Day next time, but right now it is time for us to think about something with Doris.
Let's think.
Big, blue, and deep. Those words are likely what people use when they describe the ocean. But the ocean is more than that. When we say oceans of love, we are talking about an unlimited amount of love. The oceans show us unlimited things. We couldn't live without them, just as we can't live without love. The oceans are also deep and help us in a variety of ways. And true love needs to be deep, like the ocean. And that solves all the problems in the world. So next time, when you think about the ocean, try applying that to your life. Is your life as big and deep as the big blue ocean?
So, Gabe, from today's lesson, what do you think is the most amazing thing about the ocean?
Well, the sea creatures.
Oh, the sea creatures.
Yeah, but also how much heat they absorb so that the rest of us don't die because of how hot the sun is.
It's pretty amazing, right? Mm-hmm. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue talking about oceans right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.